Hi, my name is Colleen. I'm a grateful recovering marijuana addict. I am excited to be here tonight to just kind of share my story. The phone lines were a big part of my story and a big part of my early recovery. So I was really honored to be able to be here to speak. I guess I'll just start like kind of what brought me into MA and what got me to my first meeting. I grew up in a family with a lot of addiction present, where, I saw my aunts and uncles throughout my childhood go into different rehabs and states of sobriety, and really struggle with it. And I saw a lot of them get sober. And as I grew up, my older brother started to have some pretty severe addiction issues, where he was, getting kicked out of school and arrested and whatnot. And by the time he was 16, he had left the house and was homeless, and we didn't know where he was for a year. And so that was a lot of my really like early experience with addiction. And I think I was always really on guard about it, but also, acted out in my own ways. So by the time I was 16, I had gotten sent to rehab for my first time, and I think I knew at that point that it was something that was going to impact my life. But for a long time in my life, it never really like I never really had major consequences. I still went to school, I got good grades, I went to college, I got a great job after college. And throughout the years, I was always a little bit out of control in different ways. But I could quit things. I thought, well, if I struggled with one substance, I would move on to something else. And it just never really caught up with me until I started obsessively using marijuana. And at that point, I was in my mid-30s, and I had injured myself, and I started using marijuana as a medicine, as a pain management medicine. This was around the time that it had been legalized, and people were talking about medicinal marijuana, and so I thought, well, that's my medicine, that's what I'm using. And very slowly, I felt like, without even really noticing, it was like a undiscernible or indiscernible kind of like slide into addiction. Where I felt like in my life previously, I might have struggled with something, but I could pull myself back and I could quit and I could, kind of find my way back to some kind of sanity. When I started using weed, I kept digging the hole deeper and deeper and deeper, and I couldn't pull myself out of it. And that, I think, was the scary thing for me. Was I went from being a pretty ambitious, pretty social, pretty outgoing person to over time, my friendships fell away. My kind of like zest for life or my interest in life fell away, and I became more and more isolated and withdrawn. And I slid into a pretty deep depression. And at that point, it did start to catch up with me. It started to be harder for me to keep a job or find a job. And it started to just feel like I wasn't really myself anymore. I wasn't connected to the person that I had, the very capable and like highly functioning person I had been for most of my life. I was able to get sober when I got pregnant and had my daughter. And so I had about a 2 year period where I was able to quit, and really just kind of be focused on, that piece of my life. But once she turned a year old, I thought, well, I can start smoking again. And it immediately, kind of ramped up from just on the weekends to smoking every day. And it ramped up aggressively beyond that, where I was basically eating edibles all day. And I think a lot about it now, where I think it was like something that was, it felt discreet. It felt like I'm just eating a gummy. Like, this is really not that big of a deal. But I think the way that the THC builds up in your body, it really, really started to impact me. I was having, severe anxiety and panic attacks. I was really out of touch with reality, to a point where it was hard for me to interact with anyone, because it was hard to hold a conversation. And I feel like I was so aware that I had slid into a really dark place. And I kept trying to quit. Like, every week I would quit, and I would, end up at the dispensary the next day. And I would be so mad at myself and so ashamed that I couldn't stop doing this thing. And that went on for probably about a year. And the shame of, not being present for my daughter and all the things just kind of built up and built up and built up. And I spent the holidays with my parents, who at that point, had been retired for a while and were actively like fully alcoholics. They had been high functioning for most of their life as well, but they had really kind of slid into their own abuse as they got older. And I remember sitting there and watching them, and seeing how terrible it looked. Like, it looked horrifying to me to be still struggling with substances, when you're in retirement and at that age. And I was so mad at them. I kind of thought, I'm going to go to a meeting. I'm going to go to a 12-step meeting, and I'm going to show them how much they need 12 steps. But I didn't drink alcohol at that point in my life. And so I Googled Marijuana Anonymous and ended up in my first MA meeting. And when I went into that first MA meeting and heard the words in the literature of the first step, just the way they described marijuana addiction, it was like any denial that I had in my head that made me believe I did not have a problem got slapped out of my face, and I couldn't deny it anymore. I thought, for a long time, I thought I was depressed. I thought I was anxious. I thought I was struggling with, getting older and becoming a parent and all these things. And that marijuana was my solution. That was my coping mechanism. That was the thing that helped me with all these things I was struggling with my life. And when I read the first step, I realized marijuana was my problem, not my solution. And I had to give up my own delusion, and really understand that all this time that I had been kind of minimizing what the impact weed had in my life, I think I always kind of secretly knew in the back of my head that it was a problem, but I didn't allow myself to really put the pieces together of how much of a problem it was causing in my life. I still, to this day, I came into this program 3 years ago, and I still, to this day, I was in a first step meeting last week, and I get chills when I hear the first step read, because it was just that moment of like that moment of like a spiritual awakening or a spiritual realization. That once I heard those steps, I could never unhear them. I could never go back. I could never pretend like this substance was okay for me anymore, because I knew it wasn't. And so that was like that soul transforming moment for me, that, I came into the program, and I went to as many meetings as I could. I did the phone meetings and the Zoom meetings and in-person meetings, and I just went to as many meetings as I possibly could, because I just wanted to understand what this was all about. And I think you know, in those early days, I really, really struggled with the idea of powerlessness. I really struggled with the idea of a higher power. And I really, really struggled with the idea of turning things over, letting things go. I had spent so much of my life being focused on being in control of my life and thinking I was my own God, thinking that if I could just control everything, plan everything, think out every possible scenario of a thing that might happen in a situation, that I would be okay. And the idea that I was powerlessness, that there was a higher power that wasn't me and that I needed to turn my will over to them, was a really hard thing for me to accept. I couldn't even in the first year really truly call myself an addict. I would fight with my sponsor about this, kind of try to come up with reasons why, like, I'm not that. And I think what I've learned in the course of the last 3 years through a lot of, you know, trial and error, and through, you know, relapses and coming in and out of the program, was that I had to surrender completely all the thinking that I had come into the program with around what it meant to be an addict. At this point in my life and in my journey, I don't attach the same shame or judgment that I attached to the word addict when I first came in. I see it now as I'm a person who just struggles with like obsessive kind of compulsive tendencies, and just like a diabetic can't, you know, eat a ton of sugar or needs to manage carbs. I need to manage my own thinking. And this program helps me manage it. For a long time, when I first came in, I had a lot of like religious resentment. I really, really struggled with the idea of higher power and God. And so for a long time, the meetings and the people in the meetings and just the absolute beauty of this community were my higher power. And over the course of time, you know, where I needed I needed to come and connect with something externally to help me understand a higher power, I've slowly but surely been able to start looking within to understand what it feels like when I'm connected to a higher power. And a lot of times, I still struggle with this because there's a lot of times where my head really wants, my ego wants something. I feel like I, you know, need some specific outcome or whatever in order to, you know, feel okay in a situation. But when I really kind of drop into my heart, into my intuition, and into that like kind of inner knowing and guidance system that we all have, but I had dimmed so much by the years of substance abuse, and I think specifically marijuana addiction, like did something that really threw me off course there. I've learned to kind of, you know, look within, and, you know, like a lot of talk about like meditation and things in this program. I'm not a great meditator. I go for walks. If I'm really struggling with something, that's my kind of like a walking meditation to really connect to myself and connect to my inner voice and connect to the feeling of peace that I get when I feel connected to an inner power. And that like kind of gives me the ability to start letting things go and loosening my grip on my need to control everything around me. You know, my life now, on paper, you know, in some ways is really different than what, you know, it was like 3 years ago. But for the most part, you know, I have the same kind of job and my daughter's older now. But it's like my internal life that has changed so much, where I spent years just really struggling with my own anxiety and my own fear and my own depression and mental health issues and things like that. And I think that the last 3 years have given me the space to really like understand how to cope in a different way with life. And not have the need to constantly turn to something outside of myself or a drug or a substance to make me feel better. It's allowed me to start to understand how to just kind of like have emotions without completely having them take me over, or having to run away from them or having to numb them. Like, I'm able to kind of sit with things, and just be okay in a way that I hadn't been able to be most of my life. And I'm super grateful for this program, for that piece. I don't know that I would have found it without MA. I feel like that inner kind of knowing and that inner peace, the connection that I have. You know, when I first came into the program, they said, you got to reach out to people. I was horrified of the idea of like calling somebody or reaching out to a person and saying I was anything about how I was feeling. Like, that was terrifying to me. I kind of kept everything within. And it, you know, the people early on in this program that I connected with really coaxed me out of that very isolated place and brought me into this like really beautiful community. I'm glad to have the freedom of just being free from the obsessive compulsive behaviors and the just obsessive thinking. My entire day for quite a long period of time revolved around getting high. Was I high enough? Should I get more high? Did I get too high? Now I have a headache. Like, it just was constant, and just being freed from that constant cycle has been the biggest blessing. And just being able to kind of like find that place of acceptance of life is the piece that I think I'm the most grateful for. So I'm really appreciative of this program, and I'm glad to be here tonight to share this with all of you. So that's all I got. Thanks so much.